Good morning, this is Tom at the Emerald Rose Pub. Okay, sorry I've been offline for a little bit. I've had network problems and printer problems. They don't appear together, so you have to solve one, then you find out the other one is out. So anyhow, we got that all taken care of. Now, we're back to the podcast. Today's episode is called The End of Learning is the End of Mankind. At 76 years old and pretty much writing my eulogy as a cranky old man, I differ. Carl Sandburg, the poet, once said in his famous poem, "I have miles to go before I sleep." Oh, I didn't tell you which poem nor when. Look it up, my friend. That is how you learn. My dad taught me that as a child before the computer even became a reality. I may use electronic versions of those research books and vehicles today, but if they were canceled or rewritten to conform and society's view, that would be when it's time to lead a revolution. As a 13 or 14-year-old, my dad always did puzzles and quizzes and mental tasking things. Obviously, we didn't have too much TV in those days. I suspect some of that was why, but merely a guess on my part. On Sundays, after church and breakfast, he would take my sister, who was 2 years younger than I was, load us in the car, and we would drive to the main and original Boston Public Library in Copley Square in downtown Boston. He told us two things: do not leave the library unless there is a fire, and get a library card, read the rules, and watch your little sister. To this day, from over 65 years ago, I still have my Boston Public Library card in my name. And boy, let me tell you, I burned that puppy up taking out books ever since then. One of my final requests will be to be buried with my Boston Public Library card, just in case they have a library up there. Sure would love to read the original Gospels of Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. I'm sure they must have them. Well, I think at one point, either Reader's Digest or someone else issued a game or a challenge which was virtually impossible. But my dad must have entered it, and that's why we went to the library so often, so he could do his research. As my little sister Judy and I roamed through the library, the stacks, the exhibits, everything they had, we learned what it was to learn and cast off our hawser and, you know, sail the sea of mankind's mind. I tried a marijuana cigarette once, but I could never find anything to compare with the high of learning something you did not know and marveling at it. But alas, the quiet of the library surpasses all other things for a personal nirvana as far as I'm concerned. But I must tell you that, in all honesty, I have never encountered nor visited any other library in this country that can even challenge the ambience, the historical background, and the ethnic history in its old bones, like the Boston Public Library. The entire library was built by Irish and other nations' immigrants that lived in the Boston area, and it is magnificent. Usually they were young, uneducated, hardworking, and looking to support their families and become an American citizen by trying to help build their newfound land. My dad did his research, and my sister and I began to love the library. We roamed the corridors, we got lost more than once, and had to be asked for help getting back to the reading room. On the way home, I'd try and figure out what he was studying by asking questions. On my best day, the most I could draw was that it was something about writing, poetry, and that kind of stuff. So I just tucked it away as an answer for another day. Meanwhile, every Sunday we went with him, my sister and I went deeper into the very bowels of the old building. I considered at one point I might have enjoyed being an architect and designing and supervising massive projects like that. On our excursions, I marveled at how they could have moved all those gigantic granite stones from miles away and then chisel and cut it for a perfect fit. I designed a modern home when I was a freshman in high school, based on a house I used to mow the lawn on every week. It gave me a chance to study and analyze in detail with every pass of the lawnmower, a handmower, no less. But it was only in the late 1950s then, and very few folks had power mowers. And they were so expensive. Besides, my mom would never abide by a can full of gasoline in the garage under our house.
It could explode and burn the house down.
Remember mothers like that? I had one. God rest her soul. I consequently began researching stuff like my dad when we went back to the Boston Public Library the next time. The entire world was suddenly within my grasp. I could ask anything and learn about it. The only thing restricting me from the knowledge of anything to the nth degree was, how do I find that information in this massive building? I knew it was there somewhere. Either my dad or the librarian told me to fill out a call slip and give it back to the desk's librarian. She would put it in a little tube, much like the ones we use for ATMs at the bank today when you make a deposit, put it in the brass tube on the counter, and whoosh, away it went. Then all I needed to do was put my table number and seat number on the call slip, and it seemed like minutes later, someone would push a little cart with a tray and hand me my book. Miraculous to the 12-year-old mind. The next day on the way home, I stopped at the West Roxbury branch of the Boston Public Library, and it was tiny by comparison. When I wanted a particular book, I couldn't find a call slip, so I went to the librarian and politely asked where the call slips were. I wanted a specific book. She looked over the top of her glasses at me and said, "Go to the card index and find it. Its significantly long bunch of numbers tells you the exact part of the stacks that you'll find it. The section within the stack and the shelf of the actual book is waiting for you." A light went on, and this registered. This must be how those guys at the mothership, the big BPL itself, found the book so quickly and got it to me. She explained all libraries work on the same basic principle, and it was called the Dewey Decimal System for categorization and specific location. She said, "You can find any book on any date you want using this, and if you don't have the book here, we'll put out the word and see if another particular Boston Public Library has branch does. Let us know and we'll transfer it, and we can hold it for you for a reasonable time for you to come in and pick it up." This was the aha moment. I reached that with the realization of how smart my dad really was. And now I knew the secret, how to be wise. Read the research, learn it, and master what you learn for use later. Life is simply the pursuit of knowledge, the wise and judicial use of that knowledge, and the understanding that is simply and only the only difference between a genius and a fool. Well, that ends today's podcast. I hope you enjoyed it. If you did, drop me a line and let me know. Have a good day, my friends.